Hey, this is Chris Marquardt, bringing you the Daily Dose of Photography, and today I want to, slightly step away from the creative side, something a bit more technical, but it's something that comes up so often that I thought I'd have to address it here, and that's how to get rid of the images on your memory card after you uploaded them to your computer. Well, you have four different ways to do that. That's the confusing thing. You can delete all pictures, or you can format the card, and you can do both of that either on the computer or in camera. All right, which one is best? What type are you? What do you do? let's ask that question. But let me give you my answer, and it's the following. I format the card in the camera. Now, there are several reasons for that. First of all, if you delete all pictures, the camera will delete pictures one by one off the card, and that means it will touch the table of contents on the card as many times as there are pictures. At least most cameras do that. If you delete all pictures on the computer, I'm not really sure what it's doing, probably trying to optimize access there, but I would still expect the actual formatting to be a bit faster and a bit less strenuous for the card, because what formatting means is that the camera or the computer will just write a new table of contents on the card. It won't do anything else but just write a plain blank version of a table of contents there. Okay, that said, if you have the choice to do it either in camera or on the computer, I would always prefer to do it in camera, because there are some cameras have slight little differences how they handle things, and just out of experience, the camera knows best what it needs. So there are different ways to format things. There are different types of file systems out there, and that's all the stuff you don't really want to know about, but the camera does know what's best for it. So the best way, the fastest way, and the most reliable way for me has over many years been to format the card in the camera. Very simple, very easy, fast. And for those who are afraid that that might wear out certain memory cells on the flash memory, because you write it too often, flash memory these days has a leveling mechanism built in that will make sure that the write access to different memory cells is spread evenly over the card. So you don't have to be afraid of that either. All right, that's it for the technical side. I promise next time we'll go back to the creative side. This was Chris Marquardt. You can find out more about me over at chrismarquardt.com. That's Chris, MarquardT.com. And I just yesterday released a new package over at Daily Photo Tips with Chris, or the short version, DPTWC.com. So if you want to go back to any of the older episodes and have a look at not just the episodes, but a very exclusive ebook that goes with those episodes that explains everything in more detail and gives you example pictures and everything, you can get those over at dptwc.com, dailyphototipswithchris.com. All right, talk to you again soon. Happy shooting.